This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back. Remembering Sid Hartman, 100 years old, passes away yesterday, the legend. And I mentioned, you know, I've got a debt of gratitude to him for many, many reasons. Mike Mack sitting in. One of them is the people that he introduced me to. And one of the greatest days that I ever had was Sid Hartman. We got up in the morning. We drove to Madison, Wisconsin. We had lunch with Barry Alvarez and his offensive coordinator, a guy named Brian White. Then we went to Milwaukee, see the new stadium, had dinner with Bud Selig, who was the commissioner, stayed for two innings, and drove back home. Got home about 2 in the morning, and it was, to Sid, the perfect day. He had seen people he loved, talked to them about things he wanted to know about, and we had moved on, and we had spent this wonderful time together. Barry Alvarez, obviously the legend from the University of Wisconsin, has had a busy fall trying to get this football back on track for the entire conference, but he joins us now. Barry, thank you very much for giving us some time. I know how well you know Sid, and I remember that lunch and how many laughs we had, and I was rifling back through the memories, and just sitting back and sitting with you and he and listening was just a treasure for me.
Yeah, Sid was a special guy, and you know, a lot of people felt that way, and he's, you know, he had such strong beliefs, and he was so opinionated. He was fun to be around. I really enjoyed my time with Sid.
Now, every time that your name would come up, he would tell me the same story. I'm going to ask you about it 3 years, because we had Lou Holtz on earlier today, and of course, you worked with Lou at Notre Dame, and he was covering you guys in a bowl game. And according to Sid, Lou called him and said, you need to talk to Barry about the Wisconsin job because it was in play. Can you take us back to how that went down?
Yeah, I was offered the Wisconsin job. It was before the Orange Bowl and after the 89 season. And Lou said, Lou didn't want me to take the job. He said, don't take that Wisconsin job. I can get you a good job. And he said, talk to Sid Hartman. Talk to Sid. You know, he's a Big Ten guy. He knows about Wisconsin, knows about the league. So it was probably the day before the Orange Bowl, and Sid came to town and sat down. He tried to talk me out of taking the job. It was a bad move.
He truly didn't think you could win at Wisconsin. Was that his point or what?
Yeah, that was his point. Bad job. Don't take it.
And the rest is history.
Yeah.
And you got there and you turned it, and he was so fond of you and Donna Shalala. And
yeah.
I never met Donna, but Sid did through you. What was that like, that partnership and how that came together? Because Sid talked about it adoringly all the time.
Well, unlike, she wanted to win. She felt that athletics, you know, she knew we had a world-class university academically, but didn't feel like there was any reason why we shouldn't be the same way in athletics, and was adamant about it. And I know when I came in, she talked to all of our recruits. Anything that we wanted from her as far as assistance in recruiting or whatever, she was going to support us. She was a great supporter. People loved her here, and she did a tremendous job. Unfortunately, she didn't stay long.
Yeah, but she got it headed in the right direction, right? Because you need a partner like
she
that
did.
To do it, right?
Yeah, she did. She was here a few years, and then joined Clinton's cabinet.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, she was special. She really was, and we stay in contact to this day.
Well, Sid used to, whenever you came down as athletic director, too, he would seek you out and you guys would converse. You've had been covered by a lot of different people. Is he the most unique that you can recall, just in terms of he's kind of a standalone and so non-traditional?
Yeah, you know what? The one thing I always felt with him, he loved Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a fan. And a lot of sports writers aren't fans.
Yep.
I think they're trained that way today, that they're neutral in their reporting. Well, there was never any doubt that Sid was a fan.
Hmm. Well, Barry, before we let you go, how do you feel about Big Ten football starting this weekend in the circumstances?
Yeah, I'm really anxious and excited about all of us getting back. It's hard to watch the scores and watch games and not see Big Ten teams being mentioned. So it'll be fun this week to see where all the different Big Ten teams are.
Well, I always enjoy bumping into you and visiting with you, and I appreciate you giving us some time on this important day to us very much.
All right. Well, thank you very much, and we're going to miss Sid.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.